This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado saw its second avalanche death so far this winter on Sunday afternoon. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says the slide happened outside of Crested Butte, where avalanche danger is elevated.
The slide was in an area near Ohio Peak, known locally as the Playground. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says after the avalanche buried the man, his skiing partners were able to dig him out, but he died of his injuries. Colorado consistently has more avalanche deaths than any other state, including 12 last winter. Authorities urge people to check the avalanche forecast before venturing into the backcountry. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
RTD's downtown Boulder station will reopen next Monday after being closed for over a year. The lobby of the bus station was closed to the public after tests detected methamphetamine residue in its bathrooms. Officials say the station needed brand new ventilation ducts to eliminate the contamination. The new system will help prevent drug residue from spreading throughout the station. Short-term exposure to meth residue can cause dizziness, disorientation, and headaches. Colorado's Behavioral Health Administration has a new commissioner. Danette Smith was appointed to the role by the governor on Thursday. In a release, Smith says she is prepared to expand behavioral health care services in Colorado. She was most recently the head of the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services. She starts in March. Governor Polis says Smith's appointment is part of his plan to transform the state's behavioral health system. This is CPR News.